Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not.
Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
It's Terry Stafford bringing this back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Holly Wade. She's the Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, nfib.com. We're talking about the Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard for polling small business owners to find out what's going on in the real world out here on Main Street. Holly, one of the things, and there are ten factors in the index that they take their average from. And the average went up by a little increment, up to 95.8, which is still several points below the 50-year average. But exactly. I want to talk about this labor thing because this is one of the most fascinating things that I've seen, that I've been tracking now, Holly, really for 20 years. We had a jobless recovery, they called it, back in the aughties, and even when the economy was tough 10 years ago, and unemployment was high, Bill Dukelberg on the show was still reporting 2-3 million jobs going wanting because they didn't have any qualified employees. We've had a crisis in America for a long time now, over a decade, where we didn't have enough qualified people to fill the roles. And here we are, and that hasn't changed, even though we're sitting here with 10 million people unemployed, has it?
No, it's definitely the factor remains that, you know, those industries that are kind of labor heavy are those most impacted by the health crisis. And so as those businesses start ramping up operations, those public-facing businesses, restaurants that hire a lot of people, hopefully we'll see many of those folks coming back into those roles. It's often difficult, especially in such a short time frame, for somebody who works in a restaurant to, say, transition a career to construction.
But so wait a minute, Holly. You know a coal miner can learn how to code. Everybody knows that, right?
I'm sorry. Yes, exactly.
I couldn't resist that. That was just too, I usually let the easy ones go, Holly, but that was too good. Go ahead.
That was on a silver platter.
That's right. That's a big softball. Go ahead.
But there are so many elements to this where there are parents who have to stay home and take care of their kid or another family member, and they're just out of the labor market until this health crisis is resolved. And then those industries that laid off so many workers are still largely impacted by this. And so, you know, it's going to take some time. We still have roughly 9 million that are unemployed that wouldn't otherwise be. So it's going to take a bit of time to absorb or to, you know, open up the economy in those areas and get those folks back into the labor market.
Holly, I'm concerned that we're going to have, and I hate to use this word because I don't like the way it's used these days so much, but we're going to have, I think, I'm afraid, systemic unemployment on some levels because the pandemic has accelerated the digital transformation of our economy by at least 5 years, maybe even compressed 10 years into a year. And so the people who were being left behind before didn't, a year ago, they might have said, well, I've got 3 years to retrain. Well, right now they're already not, the job that they need to have been retrained for is not even there anymore. I'm concerned that we're still going to have high unemployment even a year or two from now. What do you think?
I think it's definitely a concern. It's been very disruptive how the rapid shifts of consumer spending to online And that transition is going to be disruptive in the labor market as well, with, you know, the skill sets not transitioning as quickly. And while it was going there, you know, before the pandemic, it just ramped up so quickly that you have these sectors who are desperately needing to fill open positions to absorb the increased sales that they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
But the skills of those who are unemployed or have dropped out of the labor market aren't well, you know, aren't matched up well. And so this transition is going to be very disruptive and difficult to shift mm-hmm. as quickly as the consumer spending and how we buy online and all of those things.
You mentioned.
Shift. So
you mentioned. I want to shift
it's
over.
It's disruptive for sure.
In a minute, we've got left. Touch based on for us on the capital spending. That's gone up too, right?
A little bit. We're still at historic levels that are a bit lower than average. So consumer spend or capital spending hasn't ramped up as much as one would have thought, especially with all the programs that are available now for small business owners. But a lot of that money is simply going towards keeping their employees on payroll.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would expect that after things become more settled, more people get vaccinated, consumer spending becomes more like we've, you know, before pre-pandemic levels and in the ways that we had previously spent money, that small business owners will start feeling more confident in reinvesting in their business. But right now, they're still sitting on some plans going forward and not taking advantage
yet. A lot of people are sitting on their money, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Holly and get her to talk to us about what that's going to look like when all that money starts coming back into the economy out of the bank accounts. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Holly Wade. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.